We're joined in the studio by Charles Montgomery. Charles is a professor at Dongguk University here in Seoul. He's also the creator of the ktlit.com website, a website devoted to Korean literature and translation. In 2012, he was made an honorary citizen of Seoul for his work in promoting Korean literature, and he's currently working on with LTI Korea on the Wikipedia project. Charles, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thanks for coming in. How are you?
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for coming to the studio and telling us about your website and your interest in Korean literature. But first, before we talk about that, where did you come from originally?
Well, I'm from the United States. I'm actually from California, the San Francisco Bay Area.
How long have you been in Korea?
I've been in Korea, I believe this is my sixth year. This is my fifth year in Seoul. I spent 1 year in Daejeon, a little south of here, but that was kind of trapped in a building with other foreigners, so I don't count.
Okay, and tell me, where did your interest in Korean literature begin?
Well, that also began with Ed, although I should say I've always been interested in literature in general, but as I became friends with Ed, he introduced me slowly to Korean culture, and he started with Samgyeopsal and soju,
the cornerstone of Korean culture.
Barbecue and something to drink. But then, because he was a comparative literature at the University of California at Berkeley, comparative literature major, he introduced me slowly to Korean literature, and he is also a translator, so I was his editor. And in that way, I was very slowly and naturally and through friendship introduced to it. It was not like taking a class or someone put four books in front of me and said, you need to read these.
Yes.
It was much more organic, much more natural.
Well, tell me, since then, you've obviously become a great supporter of Korean literature, and you've got various roles that you play in promoting literature. So tell me about your website. How did that start?
Well, the website started because I needed to do it so that I would understand what I was reading. Because one of the things, I know that in your job, you are also a lecturer. And one of the things I learned when I was in the United States was that if I had to lecture on something or write about it, it actually helped me to understand it better. So one of the things the blog was just a place for me to write down my thoughts about Korean literature and kind of make them stick in my head. The second thing was, because Ed had introduced me to this literature, I started thinking about it, and I realized in the United States, I didn't know anything about Korean literature until I met Ed. It was just a big sort of hole. If you had asked me who I liked in Russian literature, I would have had a name. If you had asked me who I liked in French literature, I would have had a name. But nothing in Korean. So when I got here, I thought, this is a brilliant opportunity to read the literature, meet the authors, which I think we'll talk about later.
Yes.
And by doing all of this, help someone who really doesn't speak Korean very well understand the culture. It's like, to me, Korean literature is like a window on Korea.
So it was a journey of discovery for you as
well. Really, journey of discovery sounds like the kind of thing that a glib radio host would say, but it's actually pretty true. It was.
Okay. Well, it's ktlit.com.
Yeah, www.ktlit.com is my website. It's dedicated to reviews, interviews, anything having to do with Korean literature and translation. And I should say, if you're a Twitter person, I am at KTLIT.
At KTLIT. And there's a lot of great content on there at this point.
It's 5 years in, and I think there's probably about 100 reviews. There's Wikipedia pages. There's videos. There's sound files. There's all kinds of stuff. And there's also, by the way, if you're interested in getting started in Korean literature, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, there's also recommendations of good places to start for foreigners, for people who aren't used to Korean culture, don't know Korean language. Because one of the things that can happen when you introduce yourself to Korean literature, or someone introduces you to Korean literature, it can be something that you just really don't understand.
Well, I've visited those pages myself when I first came here, and they're an excellent window. They're an excellent way to get started on your own journey with Korean literature.
Of adventure or discovery, right?
But you mentioned Wikipedia there. Tell me, you're also involved in a project linked to Wikipedia and Korean literature. What's that?
Yeah, this actually is the thing that I'm most proud of, and I think is actually most important. The Wikipedia project is an attempt to fill a hole. And that hole is that there isn't that much information available for people who are interested or become interested in Korean literature. So, for instance, if you're interested in Korean dramas or K-pop or Korean food or any of these things, you can immediately go online, you can fire up your search engine, you can put in a term and pow, hundreds of pages about Korean food, hundreds of pages about K-pop, hundreds of pages about K-film, nothing about Korean literature. And I met a translator who had just translated Shin Kyung-suk's Please Look After Mom.
Now, that's a very well-known translator.
A very well-known translator, Chi Young Kim, or Kim Chi Young in the Korean fashion. And she has translated some very well-known books. She has translated Shin Kyung-suk's Please Look After Mother. She has translated Kim Young-ha's Your Republic is Calling You. She is just a really good translator. And I met her, and she said, this book is coming out. This book is a tearjerker. This book is going to be interesting to the kind of people who would watch Oprah. And I rushed home, and I got on my laptop, as I do, and I fired up my search engine, I typed in Shin Kyung-suk, and there was nothing. And it occurred to me that this was a problem, because for any other author, if I were interested in, say, Murakami, and I just heard of Murakami, I would have rushed home, and I would have typed in Murakami, and I would have found all this information, who he was, what he wrote about, what his books were titled, where his books were. So starting with Shin Kyung-suk, I just started putting up pages, Wikipedia pages, that is, and then just a short while ago, LTI Korea contacted me, and LTI Korea has a wealth. I should say LTI Korea is the Literature Translation Institute of Korea, and they have been working very hard in the last 3 years to internationalize Korean literature. And they came to me and said, you know, we see what you're doing. We have all this information in English, and we know that's what you need. And so I've been working together with them, and we've been putting up pages. I think as of today, I have put up 130 pages in English.
That's incredible.
We've put up 18 pages in German, some pages in French, some pages in Japanese. Spanish is coming next week. So we're just pouring this information out there because we want people who are interested in Korean literature to be able to find information about Korean literature.
Well, it's an incredible project. And you started that on your own before LTI, before they started giving you some assistance.
I did. And at that point, it was kind of when I had time and, you know, if I met an author, because I have met authors, or if I came across a book I liked. But in this case, because LTI Korea had so much information just sitting there at its fingertips, we decided, let's just do this all at once and make it so that if someone becomes interested in Korean literature, they have no problem finding information and links to books, links to author information, and basically anything you might want to know.
Well, it's amazing that you're so passionate about Korean literature. Where did that passion start? What is it exactly about Korean literature that motivates you so much?
It is that I love literature in general, but it gets back to something about Korean culture that I love, and that has to do with my best friend, Ed. When you make relationships, when you have relationships with Koreans, when you enter into friendships, they are serious. Once you have a relationship with a Korean, you have a relationship for life. And so with Ed, I kind of developed, it took me a while to realize that I had like a friend I was never going to lose or leave. And we followed each other across seas and whatnot. And as I said, his kids are my godson and goddaughter. But it started with, so it was a combination of two things. My love of literature in general, both my degrees are in English and English literature, but also the fact that once I got to know Ed, I realized that Korea was this whole exciting, slightly different, intriguing world that I knew nothing about, and so I just kind of dove in.
Yeah, and you've been diving in ever since, right. I guess.
Sort of drowning, but actually.
Well, you've mentioned that there wasn't a great deal of awareness in the rest of the world about Korean literature. How do you feel about Korean literature now, you know, post Please Look After Mom and one or two of the other success stories? Are you optimistic about the future?
I'm extremely optimistic about it for a couple of reasons, maybe three reasons, but I'm not a mathematician, so it may end up being four reasons or it may end up being two reasons. The first reason is the reason you just mentioned, Barry. That is that I think that Korean literature has been increasingly successful in translation. That if you look in the last 10 years, you see that every translation has been more successful than the last one. And you see two authors in particular breaking through.
Tell us the names.
You know the names. Shin Kyung-suk. And she's got another book coming out this spring, I believe. And Kim Young-ha, who has been really good. He hasn't had one massive breakthrough the way that Shin Kyung-suk has. But he has turned out book after book that has been interesting to different audiences overseas. So his I Have the Right to Destroy Myself is an existential novel that the French loved and some people in English loved. And then he did a spy novel, Your Republic is Calling You. And then he did a Korean historical novel. So he's kind of hitting all of the notes. And so as these things become more successful, at the same time, in the English-speaking world, everything else is breaking through. Korean goods, Korean film, Korean food. So I think I'm optimistic because Korea has spent a lot of time globalizing, and now it's becoming a globalizer. Korea has become an international cultural force. And I think now is the time that that's going to break through. And I think that literature, to some extent, has been the little brother in this, but I think that it's growing up. Yep. So that's one thing. The second thing, maybe it will be two things. The second thing is, just at this moment, an amazing, all of a sudden, an amazing amount of quality translated work is coming out, has just come out in the Asia Publisher series, which we'll talk about, mm-hmm. and is about to come out over the next 2 years in the Dalkey Archive Press yeah. and LTI Korea partnership that has just, it's going to create, I've read, they've sent me 10 galleys. The books haven't come out yet, but I've seen the books pre-press.
This is the Dalkey Archives.
And I have read five of them, and I'm in the sixth, and they are just amazingly high quality.
Mm-hmm. The quality of the translation's better than from
the
past.
The choices of the work are brilliant. The mm-hmm. choices, in the past, there's been a problem because some works have been chosen because in an effort to choose something that's representative of Korea, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. sometimes the things that are representative of Korea are difficult for foreigners to understand. These books are both representative of Korea and understandable. So when you open these books, even there's a book by Kim Won-il called The House with the Sunken Courtyard, and it's about a house. It starts with the geography, the layout of a Korean traditional house, mm-hmm. which is very kind of technical, but you get into the story of the family immediately, and it's just a brilliant story. Park Won-se was an author that Koreans love. When you talk uh-huh. to Koreans, they say, you must read Park Won-se. And I had read a lot of her, and by the way, I'm fully aware I have trouble pronouncing her last name.
Okay.
but you read her work in the translations that were out there, and some it's hit or miss. Mm-hmm. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. A lot of it is not really super literary. It's just like point to point. Mm-hmm. This happened, that happened. So I had a question about this. I read Who Ate Up All the Shingo, which is one of her big works.
Yes,
I read In the Realm of the Buddha, which is one of her works. And I liked some of it, but I just didn't get why Koreans were so passionate about this woman. And then I read this translation, which is called, the book is going to be called Lonesome You, mm-hmm. and it's her short stories, and it just blew me away. The translations bring through the literary quality of her work.
Why? What's happening with the quality of the translation? Why are there better translators?
There's been generations of translators, and it's a couple of different things, but in general, the first translators were either Koreans mm-hmm. in Korea who were attempting to translate into English, or people who had come over, foreigners, who had come to Korea and were attempting to translate from Korean. They didn't necessarily fully understand. And there have been many, I should say, there have been many great translations. That was the first generation. Then you look at the second generation, it tended to be a lot of partnerships. Mm-hmm. But now you're having a generation of people who grew up with a foot fully in both cultures. So they can go into the Korean text and they can understand when you say something like Santalgi, which means mountain strawberries. Mm-hmm. If you translate that to English, the way it's been translated in the past is like wild strawberries. But when Koreans read Santalgi, they think of a little old lady maybe walking up a hill picking strawberries because that's the tradition that yeah. this. So these translators are able to not only translate the words, but take the feeling, some of the feelings and cultural content of the Korean works and translate them into English in a way that an average reader, can understand.
Well, that's a very interesting development. You've also mentioned this idea that what's been selling previously wasn't necessarily representative. Do you think these new translations, like these books that you're talking about, they're more representative?
Actually, it's the other way around. Uh-huh. The previous works have often been chosen to try to be representative. For mm-hmm. instance, there's the story Sonagi, a very famous story that every Korean knows because every Korean reads Sonagi in their when they're growing up in their education, and there's a story called When Buckwheat Blossoms Bloom that every Korean has read. And when you translate them into English, they just don't come across because there's no genre for that in English. Mm. English readers find themselves kind of lost, not understanding what they're supposed to be getting out of this. So what's happened recently is, as I said in the Dalkey thing, they're picking works that have representations of Korean culture, but also land. And then there's the second thing you're talking about, which is really interesting, which is the question of authors like Kim Young-han, Shin Kyung Suk, mm-hmm. who have been very, very successful, and there's some tension, I should say, maybe tension is too hard of a word, but there's some question in Korean, what's the relationship between selling books in English mm-hmm. and selling out Koreanness? In other words, if you write about things that are international, or if you change translations to make them more international, are you still letting people know what is essentially Korean? And that's you bring that up. I can't tell you how that's going to work out. Mm-hmm. What I will say is this. When those works like Please Look After Mom and Kim Jong-ha's works sell. One of the things I do, because I'm a numbers guy, I was a marketer, is I follow all the success of all Korean literature online by measuring on Amazon and Google and places like that.
What are the ramifications after?
What the ramifications? And the ramifications of success with those books that people sort of question, are they Korean? Are they international? What are they? When they're successful, they bring all Korean literature up with them.
Mm-hmm.
So when they are more successful, more copies of Sonagi in collections sell. More copies of Buckwheat Season sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I think of it as like a bulldozer. Those books are bulldozers kind of jamming their way into the United States and the U.K. and
everything
Europe.
Everything else follows in
and
its
wake. And everything follows behind them. And then what happens is somebody reads a Shin Kyung-suk or somebody reads a Kim Jong-ha, and then they go to the Wikipedia page and then they see, oh, there's all these other works in English by this author, and they go read them. And every, so if 100 people do that, one or two of those people are just going to, you know, it's going to grab them by the throat and they're going to go, my God, now I have to read all Shin Kyung-suk. And then when I'm done with Shin Kyung-suk, I have to move on to Park Won-se and Chae Yun. And they're going to become fans of the national literature, of the Korean national literature, in the way that people become fans of Russian, French, whatever national literature.
Mm-hmm. And you think that's starting to happen now? We're sort of on the crest of a wave?
I think it's beginning to happen now. I think everything is coming together at this time. And I think that if it doesn't happen now, I'm worried that it won't happen also. So there's kind of this optimism I have and this also, come on, guys, let's get this done now while we have this super opportunity of Korean culture expanding out of Korea, out of Southeast Asia, into the entire world.
Well, going back to some of these series of books, so tell me a little bit more about the Dalkey books. What exactly are the Dalkey books?
The Dalkey books, there are two series that are, one is out right now, the Asia Press Publishers series and the Dalkey series. And the Asia Press series are novellas, very short, 30 novellas in two collections, one collection of 15, one collection of 15, bilingual, so you can see the Korean on one side, you can see the English on the other, biographies of the authors, some critical response. Very good if you're a reader who just wants to kind of dabble. Dip. The Dalkey ones are more substantial. The Dalkey ones are novels, including really big novels like Lee Kwang-soo's The Soil, which is something like 500 pages. I have not yet begun to read that one, but I have to admit I'm scared of it.
Yes, okay.
480 pages is a lot of pages. And so, but this series of books is going to come out on the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it's available right now basically overseas only online. But it has awesome stories. It has a story, Stingray, When Adam Opens His Eyes, the Park Won-se stories that I told you about, an amazingly funny story called At Least We Can Apologize, a story that reminds me, if your listeners are very literate, it reminds me of Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, wow.
So they're really translating a much wider range of things. Yeah. So if you're interested in Korean literature, these are the two things you can do. You can go online and you can search for the bilingual edition modern Korean literature set.
Mm-hmm.
That will get you the novellas. That will get you the shorter bilingual ones. Or you can search for the Dalkey Archive Library of Korean Literature. And I should say one of the things that gives me a tremendous amount of hope for the future is that the Dalkey Archive Library collection was done with LTI Korea, by LTI Korea trained translators. And these are now the translators that are out in the world doing the work. And the translation quality of those, as I said, is just head and shoulders.
These are the translators who are making these incredible...
These are the translators who are going to take Korean literature and are going to translate it into English in a way that English speakers can understand and in a way that seems literary. So when you read it, you don't just understand the culture, but you enjoy the reading process.
Well, it's a very exciting development, and I can't wait to get my hands on a copy of those books myself. Charles, I have one final question for you today. We're almost at the end of our time, and thank you so much for coming in today. It's been wonderful talking to you about Korean literature.
I hope I haven't bored anybody.
No, it's been fantastic. Sharing in your passion, it's been great. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again sometime.